Bobby Cohen is back, and his show is Takeover Talk. And here is Bobby Cohen.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you very much, Doug. It's July 30th, and it's another week of Takeover Talk. Doug and all my listeners, I just want to just say again, it is our focus will be to assist you in acquiring the most current and comprehensive information on potential public takeover targets in the U.S. capital markets. Again, please remember, I'm just guiding you to this information. You need to do your own due diligence before buying or selling any stock. That's very important, okay? That's front and center. Also, keep in mind, like I always say, M&A, which are the acronyms stand for mergers and acquisitions, is unpredictable, and it's usually not in the best interest to acquire stocks simply because rumors are percolating. You have to like the company as a standalone as well, and you got to keep that in mind. Okay, now, before I start, write this down. If you'd like to call in, because it is a call-in show for the next hour, I have a lot of good material here. I'd like to think I have some diamonds in the rough for you guys and some nuggets. The call-in number is 1-888-627-6008. That's the dial-in number to call in and talk to us here at Takeover Talk is 1-888-627-6008. And I'm Bobby Cohen. Okay. I just want to just go back to last week for like a minute. Last week, there was a food company. This just shows you proof of concept of potential takeovers. Last week, there was a food company called Super Value. The symbol, Sam Victor Uncle. It was up 65% in one day. That's right, 65% in one day. That's because it received a takeover bid by United Natural Foods. The catalyst of this deal, believe it or not, goes back to last year, October of 2017, which was how I handicapped what's that was the catalyst. And as I mentioned to you last week, and I'm going to mention to you again, sometimes a catalyst over and above an inexpensive stock price is also when a hedge fund is an activist. And the activist that was in Super Value was Blackwell's Capital. And back in October of 2017, it was stated Blackwell, this is their words, Blackwell seeks to immediately engage with the board to review proposed business improvement initiatives. Now, fast forward, it shows if you do your homework, follow the smart money, you could nab one of these potential takeovers. And that's what it was. It was, if you would have followed Blackwell's Capital back in October of 2017, in layman's terms, they were saying, we want to enhance shareholder value. They were all over this company, all over this board to make the right moves. And look, the shareholders benefited. And last week, in one day, Super Value, SVU, was up 65% in one day because it was getting taken over by United Natural Foods. Okay, let's get started with today, with today's potential takeovers. I put together a list of approximately 10. Hopefully, I'll be able to get to all 10 today. All right, the first one I want everyone to put on their radar screen is a company called Lionsgate. The symbol, Larry George Frank. There's an A stock and a B stock. Last time I looked today, the stock was currently trading around $23 to $24. This is a movie company. You may know it. It owns Stars, which is the equivalent of the Showtime and also Showtime, and it's in the same class as Showtime and HBO. Now, Investor Place, which is a very, very good website that I always like to make reference to, on June 15, 2018, said that Lionsgate could be a potential takeover. They mentioned Verizon, Netflix, and Amazon, and even suggested a bidding war could benefit holders of Lionsgate stock, and it stated that the success, and they believed the catalyst was the success of the AT&T Time Warner merger, which was approved, makes Lionsgate an obvious target for an acquisition. Now, keep in mind, if a bidding war developed, it could bring massive profits to current Lionsgate stockholders. I did a little bit more homework, and back in February 27, 2018, I found a Variety magazine article, and it mentioned Lionsgate. This is back in February 27, 2018. It mentioned the Variety article mentioned Lionsgate is willing and even eager to sell its film and TV studio. The article also mentioned that Toymaker. Now, this is back in February 27, 2018, it mentioned that toy maker Hasbro had wanted to offer the company more than $40 a share last year, but the board chairman and lead shareholder thought Lionsgate was worth more and killed the deal. Keep in mind, they said over $40. And they killed the deal. This is what Variety said. The stock is currently trading at $23, $24. Unbelievable. The 52-week high is 36 plus. The 52-week low is 21 plus. We'll see how this plays out. And again, this stock is only trading right now for $24. Do your homework. As I always say, put this on your radar screen. This one could have legs. Okay. The next stock I'd like you to look at, let's move on. I think it's also a name that you're probably well aware of. It's called Fitbit. The symbol, F-I-T. Frank, Ida, Tom. Stock's currently trading around $5.75. The 52-week high is approximately $7.79, and the 52-week low is $4.51. You know this is a watch company, okay? The Motley Fool, a very good place, resource to find information. The Motley Fool mentioned on June 11, 2018, that Citron Research, again, Citron Research, is, believe it or not, their sweet spot is known for finding situations that they believe stocks are going to go down. But they stated that Citron Research put out a bullish report, not a negative report, a bullish report on Fitbit. And it's regarding the maker of fitness wristbands, and it stated Citron is arguing that the stock will hit $15 later this year if it isn't bought out first. Let's take a little look into that. He's saying $15 if it's not first bought out. Again, I did mention to you The stock is currently trading at $5.75. Okay. I believe the website mentioned another website. It's called ZDNet. Zebra David Net mentioned on May 3rd. So I did a little more research, and I went back to May 3rd. And it says why Fitbit could make a good Google acquisition. They were making a case, not me, they were making a case that it could be a good fit for Google. And that's Fitbit. Also, back on January 18th, 2018, again, Investor Place, another good place to find information about potential takeovers, mentioned that Apple Computer is a possible suitor for Fitbit because it would allow Apple more easily to expand its footprint in this by offering a cheaper alternative to the Apple Watch. Again, most people do know the Apple Watch. This article was making a case for Apple possibly being a suitor for Fitbit. Also, keep in mind that back in December, so I actually went back again. Keep in mind, back in December of 2017, the Korean company called Samsung, a very, very big computer technology company, was possibly poised to buy or partner with Fitbit as well. So, again, we're looking at Fitbit. There are potential suitors here, as I mentioned, one possibly being Google. The other one mentioned, it possibly could be Samsung. And I did just make reference that Citron Research, back not too long ago, back in June, had made a bullish case stating that they believe the stock could hit $15 later this year. Their words now, if it isn't bought out first. Very interesting. Okay? But again, like I always say to all my listeners, please do your homework. Okay, everybody, again, feel free to call in. The call-in number is 1-888-627-6008. 1-888-627-6008. Please call in. I'd like to hear from you. Like I always say, we all get our best ideas from other people. You give me an idea, I'll do the research for everybody, okay? Because you never know what you could find on a certain company, okay? Okay. Now, the next company I'd like to speak to you about is called Hanes Celestial. Now, the symbol here is H-A-I-N. Harry, Apple, Ida, Nancy. Last time I checked, Hanes Celestial was trading at approximately $28.35. The 52-week high for Hanes is a little bit over $45. I believe it was $45.61. The 52-week low was $25.41. You may know Hanes Celestial as an organic food company. That's correct. Now, just recently, on June 25th, 2018, CNBC stated on their website that the CEO and founder, Irwin Simons, who I believe had been with the company, started approximately 25 years ago, was stepping down. Catalyst, I'm about to tell you. Hanes had been under pressure from an activist investor, Engage Capital. Very, very, very smart hedge fund. They have done their homework, okay? Also, takeover speculation had swirled around this name, this company, for many, many years. keep in mind, getting back to Engage Capital, they had previously disclosed a 9.9% stake in Haynes. That's a very big position in one situation. As of June 7th, 2018, Seeking Alpha, which is also another very good a website to get information on, had a titled article saying, Haynes Celestial, why is an activist investor has gone all in and how shares could double? How shares could double? That was on Haynes. That was on Seeking Alpha. So I did more homework and found another great New York Post article. I have to tell you. And the Post article was written by Josh Cosman. This guy is he's a crackerjack reporter. He's such a he writes so well. And it was dated June 21st, 2018. The article states that Pilgrim's Pride was bidding for Haynes protein business and stated by doing this, it would make the remaining snack food company of Haynes more attractive to a buyer. Remember, last fall, there had been also an article that had been circulated and stated that Nestle's was in talks to buy all of Haynes, but first wanted Haynes to sell its protein division. This was also reported by the New York Post, and this was reported back in January 2018. Again, New York Post, this gentleman who writes for them, he's so good, okay? Okay. And last but least, on the Haynes, there was an article dated January 8th, 2018, called Food Dive. And it said, besides Nestle, major food manufacturers mentioned as potentially interested buying Haynes or some of its brands included PepsiCo, Campbell Soup, Hormel Foods, General Mills, Kraft Heinz, and Unilever. Again, you have, to me, it seems like from what I have read, there are some major companies believe there's some real value with Haynes. You got to do your homework. I'll keep you posted. Do we have a caller? Doug, do we have a caller?
Yes, you do.
Okay. And who's that, Doug?
I'm not sure. I forgot the
job. Okay. Sure. Hello?
Bobby.
Yeah.
Eli from Comac. Can you mention
Eli? Hi, Eli.
How are you?
I'm okay. Thanks for calling in, Eli.
So can you, no problem. So any acquisitions in some of the small cap companies that you see out there on the horizon?
Very good question, Eli. There are, you know what? Big companies obviously are not the only, you know, are not the only companies that get taken over. As you know, there are higher stock price companies and lower stock price companies. At the end of the day, it's always about fundamentals. And something is always worth, Eli, as you know, what somebody's willing to pay for it. I mentioned last week, I don't know if you listened to the show last week, but some smaller companies such as Groupon was a potential takeover target. Also, not a smaller stock company, because there is a difference, Eli, between a smaller company and a smaller stock price. You know what I'm saying, Eli? Just because we could have a very big company, but also their stock is at a lower price, but the market cap could be higher. So we need to differentiate between, you're just talking about, are you talking about Eli, a company that is a smaller company in the sense of scope, or a smaller company in the sense of stock price? You tell me, Eli.
A smaller company in the sense that has the potential to be bought out by, you know, a bigger company.
Well, you know what? It's funny that you did call, because I was going to get around to one later on, but since I have you on the phone and you feel free to hop in, you know, there's a real speculative company out there now, and I think, you know, you might have heard about it as well as many of my other listeners, because they advertise a lot on radio and TV, and they that's the meal delivery service called Blue Apron, Eli. Have you heard of Blue Apron?
Sure.
And that's the symbol, Adam, Paul, Robert, Nancy, APRN. Now, this stock, Eli, is trading at around $2.50. The 52-week high is approximately $7, and the 52-week low is $1.72. Now, let me share with you, Eli, as I'm sharing with everybody else. You have to do your homework. This is a very speculative company, okay? As many people that may feel that has the potential of getting taken over, there's also a group of people that think this company could possibly one day not be around and go out of business. But back in February 2nd, Eli, of 2018, CNBC wrote on their website that Blue Apron could be an attractive acquisition for retail giant Walmart. And it stated, Eli, that Walmart already offers some meal kits online and could benefit from Blue Apron's food manufacturing capabilities. And so, Eli, they're talking about possibly Blue Apron getting acquired by Walmart. But better yet, Eli, I did a little bit more homework on this for you and for everybody else. And it also stated on March 27, 2018, there was an article again from Seeking Alpha, which is a good place to get information on potential takeovers. And it stated that Blue Apron acquisition can be a potential win for Costco if they can get it at the right price. So, Eli, talking about a low-priced stock that's $2.50, what I have said, it mentioned that Walmart could be a potential acquirer and Costco could be a potential acquirer. But also, to help everyone put things in perspective, Eli, I saw a March 28, 2018 recommendation of Blue Apron by a nice-sized brokerage firm, a very savvy brokerage firm. Eli, have you heard of Gabellian Company?
Sure.
Their analyst, and this was a research note as of March 28, 2018. Eli, they had a price target of $5 a share for some time in 2019. And by the way, on April 26, 2018, Eli, Blue Apron jumped after Dennis O'Leary. Now, I don't know if the name sounds so familiar to you, Eli. He is the gentleman from Shark Tank, and he made the stock one of his picks during their Power Lunches 2018 CNBC stock draft. And O'Leary speculated, Eli, Blue Apron will be acquired soon. So, you asked for a little one. I gave you Blue Apron. Eli, is there anything you think I should be looking at and our listeners should be looking at?
Right now, I'm keeping my eyes open. Not at the moment, but thanks so much, Bobby. I appreciate it.
Eli, feel free to call in again and again. It's people like you, Eli, and other people that call in that make this show. So, Eli, thanks again, and feel free next week to pop in again if you have any other thoughts. Okay, Eli?
Sounds great, Bobby. Great show, by the way. I'll definitely be dialing in. Thanks again. Great
Thanks
show.
Again, Eli. You're the best. Okay. That was Eli from Comac, by the way. I know Comac. Comac is on Long Island. Okay, and that's where I was brought up, believe it or not. A great place, Long Island. Okay. Again, as I always mention to you guys out there, men and women, the call-in number is 1-888-627-6008. That's the call-in number. I want to hear from you. Come on. 1-888-627-6008. Okay, we're just starting to get rolling here. So that was Blue Apron. I was going to mention that later in the show, but Eli called, and he was looking for an inexpensive stock, inexpensive by stock price, and we mentioned Blue Apron. Again, do your homework. These, you know, Blue Apron, like all potential takeovers, you know, they are risky, and you have to really like these companies as a standalone, meaning that you would purchase it regardless of a takeover, that you would want to buy it just based on its fundamentals. And I'm beating that to death, but that's extremely important. Okay? All right. The next one I'd like to talk about is a biotech. I did some homework on this one. It's called Portola Pharmaceuticals. The symbol is PTLA, Paul, Tom, Larry, Apple. Last time I checked today, the stock was currently trading around $37.50. The 52-week high on Portola Pharmaceuticals is $67.10, where the 52-week low was trading at approximately $30. Like I mentioned to you before, this is a biotech company. Back in May, which is, to be exact, May 31st, 2018, Seeking Alpha. Again, I'll always make, and I make reference to Seeking Alpha a lot. They have a lot of good people that do some very good analytical work on their website. And they had a headline in reference to Portola Pharmaceuticals. It said, Portola Pharmaceuticals, buyout candidate. It says, Portola is now trading at a pre-approved price after gaining approval of two blockbuster drugs. It says the share price is undervalued and is approaching an inflection point, heading into commercial ramp-up. More, and says, and at more, it says this company is priced, is primed. I'm sorry. They said, not me, they said the company is primed for a buyout. So I say, who could benefit strategically from this company? Right? Who? Who could be the beneficiary? Who could be the suitor? They maintain the suitors could be Celgene, Amgen, Bristol Myers, Johnson and Johnson, Merck, Novartis, Pfizer, and Roche. To me, this seems like the usual suspects of big pharma that are just looking to purchase some real estate. Real estate meaning trying to purchase, you know, a potential blockbuster or one or two blockbuster drugs to add to their portfolio. A lot of these big pharma companies just need a pipeline. They only have so much of their own bandwidth within their own company, and they need to find additional drugs that, in their mind, have the potential to be blockbusters. And again, the article mentioned as potential suitors for Portola Pharmaceuticals could be, again, Celgene, Amgen, Bristol Myers, Johnson & Johnson, Merck, Novartis, Pfizer, and Roche. One last note. On a website called Proactive Investors, Proactive Investors, it's a website. It was dated June 15th, 2018, just a few weeks ago. they mentioned that Oppenheimer, which is a very big brokerage firm, a quality brokerage firm, their analyst had maintained their, they had an outperform rating on the company, on Portolo Pharmaceuticals, and they had a U.S. price target. You sitting down for this one? $80. That was their price target. Keep in mind, Portolo is interesting. The stock is trading at $37.50 currently. And this analyst, in a June 15th article, it stated, has maintained their outperform rating on the company of $80. I don't know how this is going to play out. Again, this is a potential takeover target. From what I read, it seems like they have two drugs that have been approved by the FDA. Again, if you're looking to put some money to work in the biotech space, do your own homework. Portolo Pharmaceutical, symbol PTLA. You just may want to put it on your radar screen and do some additional homework on that. Again, I'm not recommending any of these. I'm just telling you what I found. And, you know, you may want to do your own homework on all these situations that I mentioned. Okay. The next company I'd like to talk to you about, this company's been around for a very, very long time. I'd say 90%, if not more, of my listeners know this company. It's called Xerox. That's right, Xerox. If you don't remember, the symbol is XRX. X-ray, Robert X-ray. Stock is trading at around $26. That's right, $26. The 52-week high for Xerox is $37.42. The 52-week low is $23.52. Okay, we have two activist investors in this name. One I know, if you're familiar with potential takeover targets, this is a name that you probably know. One of the investors is Carl Icahn. The man is legendary. Some people consider Carl Icahn, in reference to takeovers, could be one of the smartest people in the room. I would agree with that. He's teamed up, it seems like, with another very smart gentleman called Darren Deason. Now, CNBC, there was an article dated May 8, 2018. They stated that Icahn and Deason, they stated that Icahn and Deason want a bid of at least $40 per share for Xerox. That's what they would like, at least $40 or more a share. This was an article dated May 8, 2018. Keep in mind, the stock is trading at $26. Icahn and Deason, who together own, from what I read, approximately 15% of Xerox, opposed a complex $6.1 billion deal that would have given Fujifilm control over the U.S. copier and printer maker. And at the time, it was stated it had valued the company at about $28 per share. The article stated the activist investors are, quote, confident other potential buyers are waiting in the wings. Their words, not mine. And see the possibility of similar or better value in a standalone Xerox than said in an open, that was stated in an open letter to shareholders. It was also mentioned in the article that Apollo Global, which is a pretty big, I believe, private equity company, had approached Xerox and expressed interest about a possible acquisition. Keep in mind, keep in mind that a $40 or a low $40 bid for the whole company would still be, I did the math, a 60 to 65% premium to where the stock is currently trading now. Again, like I mentioned in the article, it stated that Icon and Deason would want a bid of at least $40 per share for Xerox. That's what they said, okay? That was their math. That's what they had mentioned. That's what they would want or be open to, from what I surmise. By the way, I just want my listeners to know, last week when I kind of knew that I wanted to focus on Xerox, I put a call into Carl Icahn to ask him to join us today. But his assistant told me late last week that he was traveling. So I just want you to know, I asked Carl Icahn's office to see if Mr. Icahn would like to be part of the show today, but I was told he was traveling. Again, it would be an honor to have somebody of the caliber of Carl Icahn call in on the show and get an idea of what his thought process is on if he could talk about Xerox or just, again, about other potential takeover targets. Because, like I mentioned, this man, Carl Icahn, has been doing this for God knows so many years and has a phenomenal track record of enhancing shareholder value. And at the end of the day, people, again, who purchase potential takeovers or believe they're going to be potential takeovers, they just want to have, you know, they'd like to have, you know, just, you know, they would want to see shareholder appreciation and again, find these diamonds in the rough. And that's the reason why we have takeover talk, so we could all talk about potential takeovers. And again, at the end of the day, everyone does their own homework. And again, like I always mention, feel free with an idea. If you have a broker or an investment advisor, you could have them do their own due diligence as well. I recommend that, okay? Because it's always good to surround yourself with smart people, and they could be very helpful in reference to finding these potential diamonds in the rough, like I mentioned. Okay, again, the call-in number is 1-888-627-6008. That's the call-in number is 1-888-627-6088. Please, give me a call. Let me know what you're thinking. I'd like to know, if you have any ideas about potential takeovers, or you have any questions that maybe I could shed some light on. Okay. The next company I'd like to talk about, now again, this is another biotech company that I think you should place on your radar screen. The name of this biotech company is called Nektar Therapeutics. The symbol is NKTR, Nancy King Thomas Robert. Stock was trading today approximately $51. Listen to this range. The high, the 52-week high is approximately $112, and the 52-week low is $17.51. Wow, that's a heck of a 52-week range from what I got off the commuter, off the computer. Now, just recently, yes, talk about recent. I'm going to get to just recent, but I'm going to get more into Nektar Therapeutics. And let me tell you a little bit about what this company is doing. This company is developing the promising, immunotherapy NKTR-214. That's what it's called. NKTR-214. Now, there has been takeover rumors on this one back in February. Keep in mind, back in February, Bristol Myers paid, listen to this, $1.85 billion up front in cash and equity, and pay another $1.78 billion in milestone payments in the deal it signed with Nektar Therapeutics. I believe I read this could have been one of the biggest deals ever signed for one compound. That's what I believe I read, but you got to do your own homework, okay, on that one. So to me, it seems like Bristol Myers, they've done their homework. They're big believers. That's big money that they put on the line, okay? In a May 22nd, 2018, quote, Pharma Forum article, it states that Bristol Myers may well be tempted to take over Nektar completely. Take it over completely, they stated. Building on the 5% stake it already owns, thanks to the immunotherapy deal, as it tries to compete with Merck and Company, their checkpoint inhibitor rival, Keytruda. Again, this company has a very, very promising immunotherapy compound, which is called NKTR-214. You have to do your homework on this one. But again, just so you know, I did a bit more homework on this one as well for you guys out there. Just recently, on July 27th, this was July 27th, and this is what I was going to make reference to when I started to talk about Nektar. July 27th, which was just, what, approximately 3 days ago, Seeking Alpha, which is, again, I always make reference to Seeking Alpha. There was an article, and it mentioned that Nektar rallied subsequently because of an overweight rating by a brokerage firm, Piper Jaffray. Piper Jaffray is a very good brokerage firm. They do some very good research. Their analyst, supposedly, from what I read, reiterated a $125 price target on July 25th. Supposedly, the research report note stated that their compound, the one that I've mentioned, the NKTR-214, is now the only remaining immuno-oncology combination candidate in late-stage clinical development, targeting a market that will soon surpass $30 billion. That's their note. That was Piper Jaffray. I got that off of Seeking Alpha. And again, their price target, from what I saw off of Seeking Alpha, was $125. I did mention, you're right, you did hear me mention, the stock is currently trading at approximately $51 today. And Bristol Myers, in another article, like I mentioned to you, is possibly a suitor for the whole company. Possibly. Okay? Now, whatever the company is worth as a takeover, just know, is probably significantly higher than where the stock is currently trading today. I mean, that's just what I surmise from everything that I read in reference to Nektar Therapeutics. Again, a biotech, the symbol NKTR. As I always say, please do your own homework. You know, before purchasing any company that is a potential takeover, you know, you'd want to make sure it could stand alone on its own merits, on its own fundamentals. Okay? So that was Nektar Therapeutics. As I always say, the call-in number is 1-888-627-6008. The call-in number is 1-888-627-6008. You know, you're listening to Takeover Talk. I'm Bobby Cohen. Okay. We're gonna you know what? We have another 15 minutes. I'm gonna try to get in as many potential takeover targets for my listeners as possible. The next company I'd like to discuss with you has been a company that has been front and center the last few weeks. If you're an NFL football fan, you know that the company in the past, Papa John's, has been a sponsor of the NFL. Unfortunately, they ran into some challenges over the last few weeks. Now, Papa John's, the symbol, PZZA, Paul, zebra, apple. That's Papa John's. Stock is currently trading at around $43.76. The 52-week high, $81.09. The 52-week low, $42.95. That's right. The current price was approximately $43.76 when I last checked. First, let's get into it. The company announced that its founder, John Shatner, was stepping down. He resigned after it was reported in a conference call that he was going to be stepping down. In a CNN Money article dated July 17th, which was just a few weeks ago, July 17th, 2018, it was stated his departure sparked conversations on social media and elsewhere about Papa John's attractiveness as an acquisition target. This was in an article. Again, in an article, a CNN Money article dated July 17, 2018. Okay? But again, who might buy the company if it does wind up for grabs? The CNN Money article stated that rumors center on restaurant brands. The symbol of restaurant brands is QSR, Queen Sam Robert. You may know this company. It's a Canadian company. But you may know it because it owns Burger King, it owns Tim Hortons, and recently BQR acquired Popeye's Fried Chicken. So obviously, this company does have the pedigree. This company does have the bandwidth. If they've done their homework, and maybe they want to put that, they want to put PZZA, which is Papa John's, on their radar screen as well. Also, the article maintains that still analysts at both Credit Suisse and Oppenheimer, two very, very good brokerage firms. The article mentions that still analysts at both Credit Suisse and Oppenheimer have mentioned Papa John's in research reports with over the past year as being a potentially good fit for restaurant brands. So these two brokerage firms, they mentioned possibly restaurant brands as a suitor to Papa John's. Okay? And again, they stated that restaurant brands might be a logical candidate, but it's certainly not the only one that may be interested in Papa John's. Do you know that European, who else might be interested? Okay, good question. The article states European food giant JAB could make sense as a buyer of Papa John's, okay? Because they already own Panera Breads, Krispy Kreme, and Au Bon Pan. Also, Inspire Brands, which is a private equity firm, and Darden Restaurants, a public company, symbol DRI, are also possible suitors. Keep in mind now, the founder of this company owns 30% of Papa John's. And this restaurant chain has 5,000 stores. So please, understand that this company could be a valuable asset to another company that's just, you know, that's looking to grab some additional real estate. And again, using that as a metaphor, you know, real estate meaning, you know, just another, you know, another company in the food industry for their portfolio. Okay. And again, the question I think that everyone always asks is, because I didn't, you know, the question is, what is this worth? Okay. Well, in an article dated July 16th, 2018, so again, July 18th, you know what, Restaurant Business said, which is Restaurant Business, which is a, they wrote an article in reference to Papa John's, and they said investors probably don't have the stomach for such a long-term turnaround either. And the company could readily accept a sale at $60 to $65 a share. That was unthinkable, they said, just a few months ago when Papa John's was over $75 a share. Again, a few months ago, the article stated that Papa John's was over $75 a share. It's currently trading, like I just mentioned to you, at a little bit under $44. They stated in their article, again, an article dated July 16, 2018, just recently, Restaurant Business said that it is not on, that they, that possibly that because of everything that's been going on in the company, the internal issues, that maybe the company could be, not will, not would be, but could be readily, could readily accept a sale from $60 to $65 a share. Again, keep in mind, the company is currently only trading at a little bit under $41. That would still be a large percentage gain from where the stock is currently trading at. Okay, I see we only have a few more minutes, so I'm going to try to get in. I'm going to try to get in one or two more here. Okay, both of these that I'm going to try to talk about are retailers. Okay, and one of the retailers, as you know, is named Barnes & Noble. Okay, Barnes & Noble is the book retailer, and this company had been taken out to the woodshed. Wow, over the last few years. Barnes & Noble, the symbol, BKS, Boy King Sam. Last trade I checked was around $6. The 52-week high was $8.30. The 52-week low was $4.10. A company called Publishers Lunch, dated July 23rd, 2018, said hedge fund manager Richard Schottenfeld acquired over 5% of the bookseller as of July 12th. I tell you, did some homework on Richard Schottenfeld. Pretty smart guy, I have to tell you. Okay? Probably has done his homework on this one. He's probably sharpened his pencil. Okay? His timing is just kind of uncanny, only because, I don't know if you are aware of this, but I found out that the company had asked the CEO to step down just a few weeks ago, That's right. Keep in mind, a few weeks ago, Barnes & Noble fired its CEO without severance, and the board is currently looking for a replacement. So this happens, and then Rick Schottenfeld announces that he has over 5% of the company. And what he states is the Wall Street Journal also reported that Rick Schottenfeld wants to discuss with management how to improve the company's performance. Now, okay, in layman's terms, what I got from that, in layman's terms, he wants to enhance shareholder value, okay? And keep in mind, also a few weeks ago, the board fired the CEO. I can't put a value on what Barnes & Noble might be worth if it was to get taken over. I can't. But, I believe Rick Schottenfeld has, like I mentioned to you, has sharpened his pencil. And one could surmise that the company is probably, or Rick Schottenfeld probably believes the company is worth more than its current price of approximately $6, okay? Considering, again, he purchased over 5% of the company. So, again, I'll keep you abreast as things develop, but you got to put this one on the radar screen. It just seems like, you know what, that the company at this moment, this second, from what I'm getting, is just getting hit with so much, and that maybe, just maybe, there's somebody out there, you know, in the bushes that sees value. You know what? Mr. Schottenfeld, again, pretty savvy guy from what I read about him, whatever. And maybe just, you know, timing is everything in life. So keep an eye on Barnes & Noble. The symbol is BKS. Stock's trading at around $6. Again, this company, you know, many years ago was once a high flyer. I'd say, from what I remember, the last time this company saw a $20 stock price was probably back in 2008, but you got to do your own homework, because at the end of the day, it's all about fundamentals. But also keep in mind that Barnes & Noble may have some very, you know, could be deemed possibly as a real estate play, because maybe they have some very good long-term leases, okay? And those leases, by definition, there's, you know, there may be some real intrinsic value. Okay? So, let me just sum up today's potential takeover targets. Okay? The potential takeover targets were Lionsgate, the movie company, Lionsgate. Okay. Fitbit, which is the watch company, okay? The wristband watch company. That's Fitbit. Next, I spoke about Hain Celestial, okay? Organic food company. Again, a terrific article by the New York Post that breaks down step by step how this company could possibly be a potential takeover target. I recommend you look at that article. That article was dated June 25th, 2018. They also had an article also, I believe, back in January, talking about how Nestle may want to make a run at this company. But again, do your own homework, okay? And right. Biotech company, Portola Pharmaceuticals. Also, that some potential suitors may be looking at Portola Pharmaceutical. Symbol, PTLA. Okay? Also, Xerox, XRX. I mentioned to you, Carl Icahn, the man's a legend. He's done his homework on this one, I'd like to think, and he's teamed up with Darwin Decent. They mentioned that they would entertain all bids at $40 or more, okay? All bids, if they were to get them. Stock's trading at $26. To me, seems like there's plenty of room based on what I read. And in reference to Carl Icahn, and Darwin Deason, doing their homework on this company, okay? But again, you got to like the fundamentals in each and every one of these companies that I talk about. If you don't even look at them, okay? All right, so that was Xerox. Oh, a real inexpensive one that I spoke about, okay? And that Eli from Comac, he asked for a low price one, was Blue Apron. Stock's trading at approximately $2.50. Potential takeover targets were, from what I read, Walmart, Costco. Also, Dennis O'Leary from Shark Tank, he mentioned it. He mentioned it as a potential takeover target, okay? Smart guy, very smart guy, Dennis O'Leary, okay? Shark Tank, I think most people know the show, but do me a favor. That was a CNBC article. Do your own homework on that, okay? Again, there's a bunch of people that do think that this, you know, that Blue Apron has the potential to appreciate from here. But then again, you know what? There were some articles that were floating out there that there was some, you know, some real negativity as well. And I did mention to you that a Gabelli analyst back sometime in 2018, very smart guy, he had a 2019 price target at $5, okay? But do your own homework on that, okay? Please do. That's a stock that's at $2.50, okay? And then there was Nektar Therapeutics. That was one we spoke about as a potential takeover target. And, you know, Bristol Myers is a partner and that may want to take a much bigger position in it and may even want to take the whole company over as per one or two articles that I made reference to. And then there was Papa John's. Okay, Papa John's, who they just said goodbye to their chairman and their founder. But that catalyst may be because, you know, the founder owns 30% of the company. And you never know, he may want to monetize his shares right now, which happens sometimes when a founder gets removed from the company and they have no more say in the actual runnings of the company. So you never know where we're going to end up with Papa John's. Okay. And then the last one I spoke about was Barnes & Noble. A company that has been getting beaten up over the last few years, is in the retail space and just had been taken out and obliterated, been taken out to the woodshed. If you think that their stores have some real value, meaning they're, you know, their real estate, then you should take a hard look at this. And if you think their Nook sales are going to get some traction with other things, and you believe that the Rick Schottenfeld, who is the hedge fund, the hedge fund manager who just purchased over 5% of the company and stated he's looking to enhance shareholder value. If you think that he's done his homework and that there's a potential for a potential takeover, you may want to also take a hard look at this. And again, my time is over. I want to thank each and every one of you. This has been Takeover Talk. We go live every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank all my friends over at BBS Radio and Doug, who's been in my right ear. Doug, I want to thank you. And again, I want to thank everybody who called in and everyone for listening to Takeover Talk. And this has been Bobby Cohen. And I thank you again, and I look forward to spending an hour with you next Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And thank you again. Bye-bye now.